One of my favorite evangelists is Reinhard Bonnke. Sa sobra kong, nung high school ako, I would watch his videos, subscribe to his, wala pang Google nun eh. No? So I would subscribe to his magazine, and he would preach to the Afrikaans. And I, may kinatawag akong page, two page niya, nilagay ko sa kubeta ko. Para pag nakaupo ako sa Great White Throne, it was a vision that I wanted to have, to preach the gospel to the multitudes. And he had one quote that made sense. An unpreached gospel is no gospel at all. If I don't demonstrate and share the word of God through my words and my action, it's no gospel at all. A church who's not doing its mission is not a church at all. It's a clubhouse. And it's the same way with the gospel. When was the last time you've ever preached to somebody who does not know Christ? When was the last time you've engaged somebody organically, reaching out, praying for someone who's not yet a Christian? When was the last time you ever cried out to the Lord and prayed for the soul of somebody who's not yet a Christian? Then his disciples, then he said to his disciples, the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, pray earnestly to the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest. Ano yung prayer? Lord, I pray that every Christian would get this. That the Lord of the harvest calls us out to go preach the gospel. To send out the laborers into his harvest. Saan daw? Sa lupa. Bababa tayo sa lupa. We're going down where the people are. You have your set of friends. You have your circle. That's your pot. That's your land. That's your lot. God is calling you there. 2 Corinthians 5:14 to 15, for Christ's love compels us because we are convinced that one died for all and therefore all died and he died for all, that those who live should no longer live for who? For themselves, but for him who died for them and was raised again. What compels us is the love of Christ because we're convinced of this Jesus. Convinced, guys, don't marketing me about discipleship. I will go out. Don't keep putting messages on Viber of the. I'm going to ask you because every month I'm going out because I'm compelled by the love of Christ. You see, it's not activities, it's the heart. When I'm compelled, I will do. Lovers outdo the workers all the time. And it's Christ's love that compels us. I had a conversation with one of our leaders. He was very fruitful inside the church. And he called me. He said, Dennis, I really want to get more involved in the church. How can I help? I want to volunteer. I told him, brother, I actually don't need another volunteer inside the church. We've got ushers. We've got all those are nice ministries. Oh, we've got worship team. We've got all these. But that's not the kind of volunteer scripture is asking us to do. I need volunteers for the harvest field. I need volunteers who would go and make disciples. That's what I need. I don't need another pulpit guy. And he was thinking, oh yeah. Sometimes we think volunteer means inside. But scripture would always say volunteer is outside. When you come and volunteer here, it's because you're part of the family. Kailangan mo maghugas ng pinggan. Dahil tayo rin naman kumakain yan. Volunteerism is outside the walls of the church, not inside. Here, you help. Outside, you volunteer. You sign up for the mission of God because that's what we're called to do. C.S. Lewis, my uncle, said, C.S. Lewis, no? Corny, okay. There exists in every church something that sooner or later works against the very purpose for which it came into existence. So, we must strive very hard by the grace of God to keep the church focused on the mission that Christ originally gave to it. Naalala niyo yung illustration ni Pastor Steve, yung salt shaker? Nilalagay niya lagi sa gitna. Why? Because in every church, including our church here, specifically in Makati, could have, all victory churches, could actually have the tendency to go far from the purpose of its existence. So we must strive to keep focus on the mission. Keep the mission alive. I'm here today to bring us back to the center. Okay na, nakuha na natin yung rhythm natin. May COVID. O sige na. Dalawang taon pa to. We can't stop doing the work of God. This is reality for many of us now, all of us now. And we've got to keep the mission alive. How do we do that? Another element is not just a clear mission, but the power of community. Everything. Since the beginning, Genesis 1 and 2, the power of community is already mentioned. Let us make man in our own image. The very concept of our God, our triune God, is all about community and relationship. The power of community. You can't do it alone. You can't be Superman, superstar. There's no such thing as a superstar Christian or a celebrity Christian. You can't do it alone. You need the community. I'm thankful for the community we have here in Makati. I am yearning and longing to actually get to know more of you in the coming years. But there's power in community. In the midst of social media, there are so many lonely people in the world. This is a picture of our volunteers. These are just volunteers, not leaders, of our church in Green Hills. So I took this picture because this is the power of community. We can actually run a church with thousands of people with just these volunteers. Right? Per week, iba-ibang set of volunteers. There's so much power in community that we can actually run a worship service with a few volunteers and a few paid staff. The church is going to run. That's the power of community. We have fun as a community. In Makati, we call it community teams. We serve God. We bike together. We watch films together. I love community. Who doesn't love community? Right? Sabi nga nila, people nowadays, for them to come to church, they need to belong first before they believe. Because during our time in the 90s and the 80s, you have to believe before you become part of the church. Now it's different. It's belong in the community before they believe. They want to see, okay, what's with this church? Lalab ba talaga nila ako? Accept ba talaga nila ako? Right? What's with this church? Before they actually come and believe Jesus, they need to belong in the community. Very different from 20 years ago. Hebrews 10:25. Let us not give up meeting together as some are in the habit of doing, but we encourage one another all the more as we see the day approaching. Okay? So I go back to this picture. This is a picture of camaraderie. Ibig sabihin, love, love, brother, sister, hi, right? In fact, I don't know all their names. That's why bro and sis, tawag ko sa iba. There's camaraderie, we can dance together, have fun, and eat together. But that does not mean I'm in covenant with these people. Camaraderie does not mean covenant relationship. And as much as I love this, there's something more powerful than mission and community, which is the third element that I want to share to all of you. And it's the power of liminality communitas. Lalim, no? Of course, I'm Lasal. Okay. The power of liminality communitas. Anong ibig sabihin niya? This is a sociological concept and word not used outside. But let me explain. Trust me, I'm a sociologist. Or sa Tagalog, sociologist. Okay? Liminality. Ano ibig sabihin ng liminal? If you Google liminality, there will be a few TED Talks about liminality. Liminality is the transition process accompanying a fundamental change of state or social position. This applies to that situation where people find themselves in an in-between, nasa gitna, marginal state in relation to the surrounding society. There's risk, there's danger, a place that could involve significant danger and disorientation. But not necessarily so. Ano ibig sabihin? Ito po yung definition, but not necessarily so. Labo, no? Okay? In short, you go through a state, when you say, I went through a state of liminality, I went through a state where there's disorientation and danger, and that changed me. Liminality. I'll give you an example. When I was single, I was with my high school friends, I was with my college friends, and then I met my beautiful crush, Tammy. The state of liminality for me in our relationship was when I was in Cebu Pacific na wala pang piece of air, so sobrang mahal lumipad to Cagayan de Oro and bought tickets because I was going to talk to the parents and the grandparents that I want to marry Tammy. I was in the plane, I was sitting down and I said, eto na to. Act like a man na talaga. Right? It was a state of liminality for me up on the air, going down to Cagayan de Oro. I knew my life was going to change and I have to go through this process of actually talking to the family of Tammy. And when I went through that, I'm now part of the family or the community of the Te. I went through a lot of tests. Durian, kailangan ko rin kumain ng durian. Di ba? Ang dami, okay? Magkano sweldo ko? E, campus missionary ako nun, Josh. No? Sabi, magkano sweldo mo? Binigay ko yung pinakamataas kong monthly. Pero hindi yun yung monthly ko talaga. It was liminality for me. It was like, this is do or die for me because I love this woman and I'm willing to do everything. This is a picture of our youth days. Right? And I went through liminality with many of them up until now. Pastor Paulo's there. Janelle's there. Right? Patrick is there. Pastor Pinky's there. All of us went through a phase where youth ministry was not a cool thing. And we had to change the campus to change the world. Liminality. Yeah. These were the days of old when we would do seminars and outreach in the provinces and come together. Right? This is one of the best pictures of liminality for me. This was when I was a staff at Victory Fort. Nakita nyo may batang matangkad sa likod, no? Pangalan niya si Robbie, Robbie G. Okay, so, but imagine all of us now, church planters, senior pastors in a different nation, having high positions of leadership. We went through a phase of liminality. We fought together. And it was powerful. It forged something in us that some of the people here are actually some of my closest friends that I still call, especially when I'm in dark times. Liminality is out of our comfort zone, the risk, the unfamiliar zone, the challenge, the adventure. Kailangan po natin yan. Pag wala po tayong challenge, walang liminality, wala. Boring ng buhay. You need to ask the Lord for liminal activities in your life. The church plant in Green Hills required me and my family to be in a stage of liminality. And how it happened, how it grew, and the result was all liminality for us. To be uprooted from Green Hills now to move to Makati is a state of liminality for us. Disorientation again. Of new people that I need to meet and talk to and develop relationship. It's liminal. And I love it. Because I prayed for it. And it happened. Tapos kayo pa binigay. Oh. Diba? Liminality. But then, sabi ko kanina, it's liminality communitas. It's different from community. I showed you the picture for volunteers. That's camaraderie. Communitas is different. Communitas is the most vigorous forms of community are those that come together in the context of a shared ordeal or liminal activity or those that define themselves as a group with a mission that lies beyond themselves, thus initiating a risky journey. Liminality communitas means kasama kita sa gera. Something happened when we fought together. It forged us to be so strong. Wala na akong kakonect na college friends ko kasi on my second year na ano na ako eh. Ano ba yun? Wala na akong blockmates. Nag-iba ako ng path. So I had no close friends in college. I had a lot of acquaintance. But my relationships were so solid because of the local church. My years in college were the most adventurous times of my life where we would go from one classroom to the other to preach the gospel. Knock on doors in La Salle. Ma'am, can we share something? And we would preach the gospel. We would go to different schools. There was a state of liminality with a group of friends that forged us together. Kailangan po natin na mga komunitas sa buhay natin. Hindi ito yung mga communities. Masaya lang yun eh. Walang problema doon. Ang problema nyo lang yung napanood nyong pelikula naglalag dahil sa internet. That's not liminality. Right? This is my communitas. We fought together. There's blood on our hands. We came together as friends and have deeper friendships. And it's powerful. There's an intense feeling of social togetherness and belonging brought about by having to rely on one another in order to survive. I cannot imagine life without Randall Tiongson. Where will I be without Randall? Without a Larry Uy? Where will I be? Liminality. In scripture, there's a lot of them. David and Jonathan. Paul and Silas. Liminality. Kaya pinaglaban nila eh. Because they had this sort of friends forged together. Hindi lang po ito ministry friends. Ito yung kahit labas na sa ministry, strong, still having the same mission. Right? Throughout our history, we see this from our pastors. An ultimate example would be Jesus and the Chosens. No. These are people who went through the hardships of life, stayed together for 3 years, doing the work of God, persecuted, and it was in the band of 12 men that the gospel spread throughout the world. What we need is a community with a mission, a family with a mission. A church with a mission. Tayo lahat. Embracing the mission of God. That's community. Church community requires us to be communitas. Why? Ang taas ng vision eh. make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, of the Son, and the Holy Spirit. You know what I'm excited about now that I'm here in Makati, our families here in Makati? I can't wait to have liminal activities with the people who are here in our family. It's exciting to see what God will do as He opens the door for us in the coming decade and see the move of God. 11 years na palang Makati, no? Right? I want to end with this prayer. It's a Franciscan prayer. But it's such a nice prayer for all of us. I want to read it to you as a prayer. It says, may God bless you with discomfort at easy answers, half-truths, superficial relationships, so that you may live deep within your heart. May God bless you with anger at injustice, oppression, and exploitation of people, so that you may work for justice, freedom, and peace. May God bless you with tears to shed for those who suffer from pain, rejection, starvation, and war, so that you may reach out your hand to comfort them and to turn their pain into joy. May God bless you with enough foolishness to believe that you can make a difference in this world, so that you can do what others claim cannot be done.
For more episodes, please visit our YouTube channel, Leadership Lab Podcast.